ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय निगमकल्पातरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदमृतदिवसम्मुदं विविधभगतं रासमालयं होरोराशिकभुवि भावुकः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाश्वेश्वरेषु नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवद् उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके एते चमचाकलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृद्यन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखसमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 8th कैंटो 12th चैप्टर Text number 40. Seyam gunamayi maya natvam abhibhavishyati maya sameta kalena kala rupena bhagashah sa that insurmountable Iyam, this gunamayi, consisting of the three modes of material nature, maya, illusory energy, na, not, tvam, you, abhibhavishyati, will be able to bewilder in the future. Maya with me, Sameta joined, Kalena eternal time, Kalarupena in the form of time, Bhagashaham with her different parts. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The material external energy, maya, who cooperates with me in creation and who is manifested in the three modes of nature will not be able to bewilder you any longer. Purport. When Lord Shiva was present, his wife Durga was also there. Durga works in cooperation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in creating the cosmic manifestation. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya dyakshena prakriti suyati sat characharam. The material energy, Prakriti, works under my direction, O son of Kunti, and is producing all moving and unmoving beings. Prakriti is Durga. Srishti stiti palaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibhati Durga. The entire cosmos is created by Durga in cooperation with Lord Vishnu in the form of kala, time. Sa ikshata lokan nusrija, sa ima lokan asrijata. This is a version of the Vedas, Aitareya Upanishad. Maya happens to be the wife of Lord Shiva, and thus Lord Shiva is in association with Maya. But here Lord Vishnu assures Lord Shiva that this Maya will no longer be able to captivate him. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Miritam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabarantigam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Seyam gunamayi maya natam abhi bhavishyati maya samet kalena kala rupena bhagashaha So here the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks to Lord Shiva and he's saying that this external energy maya who is in cooperation with me in creation and who is manifested in three modes of material nature will not be able to bewilder you any longer. So here we have to understand that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Vishnu Krishna is speaking to Lord Shiva and so it seems to be explaining here that so Lord Shiva was bewildered by the external energy. So this is a very, of course, subtle point which we have to see here and consider. So the Supreme Personality is always transcendental to three modes of material nature. But he comes in this world and is never affected by this material world. He's always transcendental. Although this material world is emanating from Krishna, from the Supreme Lord. So from that point of view, it is also no different from him. So therefore the Acharyas have explained the philosophy as told by Mahaprabhu. Achinta beda beda tattva. So simultaneously one and different. Even this material energy is non-different from the Lord and different from the Lord also. So my material intelligence, it is not possible to understand actually this philosophy of oneness and difference also. Only by spiritual intelligence, by surrendering to Krishna as the Supreme Lord. So this will be able to be understood at least to some extent. Fully we cannot understand Krishna and Krishna's energies, Krishna's creation, Krishna's activities. But by surrendering to Krishna, by the mercy of Sri Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, And then we can understand the transcendental position of the Lord and our position and our relationship to some extent. But we can never fully understand Krishna. But to some extent we can understand Him by His mercy as revealing Himself. So in Lord Shiva also, so he's not an ordinary person. Yatha Vaishnavam Shambhu, he's a Vaishnava, he's the greatest of the devotees of the Lord. But he's not just an ordinary Vaishnava, he's the greatest, but still there's a difference also between him and the living entities, the ordinary living entities, even extraordinary living entities. Because there are two kinds of living entities, as mentioned in the scriptures. Nitya Siddha, Nitya Badha, the all eternal servants of Krishna. But some, since time immemorial, they have been engaged in serving Krishna, the others, they are conditioned, almost since time immemorial. But Lord Shiva is transcendental, and he is in a superior position than the living entities. He is in between the Jiva Shakti, the living entities, which are of two kinds, and the Supreme Lord is in between. Vishnu Tattva. There is Vishnu Tattva and then there is Jiva Tattva, the living entities. And then there is the Shiva Tattva, which is in between, as explained in the Bhagavatam also by Lord Brahma and in the various literatures by the Acharyas, it has been explained. Kshiram yatha dadivikar vishesha yogat sanjayate nahitata pritikasti heto ya shambhutam abhitata samapaitikaryat govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma, so he is offering obeisances to Govinda, the Adipurush. Tamaham bhajami, I am worshipping Govinda. So then he's explaining here that just like milk and yogurt, so similarly, that is the position of the Supreme Lord and Shiva. So the Supreme Lord is considered to be just like milk, or milk is just like the Supreme Lord in this example, and Shiva is the transformation, the yogurt. By adding some sour substance in the milk and keeping from some time, that they will turn into yogurt. So it is not different from yogurt, from milk, but it is also different. It is a transformation. Similarly, Lord Shiva is not different from Vishnu, but is also different. There's some difference there. Even the living entities, they're also not different from the Lord. They're part and parcels of the Lord. Maimavamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. So they have the same quality. Satchidananda Sarup. Sat, eternal, chid, knowledgeable, full of knowledge, and anand, full of bliss. But the Supreme Lord is unlimited, whereas the living entities are limited. So they're simultaneously again also one and different with the Lord, the living entities, all the living entities. But there's a difference then also between Shiva and the Shiva Tattva, which are also many manifestations may be there, especially in this world. In all the universes, all the different different forms are there of Lord Shiva. So he's expanding in every universe. So he's very powerful personality. Actually, Mahadev, the greatest, the great demigod. So one of the principal demigods, even more important than Lord Brahma. Three demigods are there. Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu. So Vishnu is supposed to be, of course, always transcendental, but he's presiding over the mode of goodness. Lord Brahma is presiding over the mode of passion, and then Lord Shiva presiding over the mode of ignorance. But it doesn't mean that Lord Brahma is superior than Lord Shiva. No. Usually Brahma is a living entity, Jiva. Jiva Shakti, the most qualified living entity, he becomes Lord Brahma in the material universe. So, So, but Shiva is superior. But because so Brahma, he has to maintain this world, whereas Lord Shiva has to destroy at the end of this creation, when the time is up for this material creation to end, then he will do the work of destruction. There are partial the destructions are there. At the end of Lord Brahma's day, there's some partial destruction. And at the end of the life of Lord Brahma, there's a full destruction is there. So he's doing an important service, Lord Shiva. And even at the time of creation, so as is explained here, that the material energy is there, Maya. And Prabhupada is quoting the verse in the purport also from the Brahma Samhita again. Sisti stiti prayasara shakti deva chayeva yasya bhavanani bibhati durga icchanurupam vivyasya chatishtatesa govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Sisti stiti praya. So here again, so Durga Devi is helping in the srishti, in the creation and the maintenance even, and the pralaya, the destruction of this material world. Actually together with Lord Shiva. So she's the consort of Lord Shiva. And of course everyone is servant of Krishna. Ishvara, Ekla, Krishna. Ekla Ishvar Krishna. So the only controller is actually Krishna. The supreme enjoyer is Krishna. Everyone else, Arasabhritya, everyone else is actually in the position of the servant of the Lord. So Lord Shiva is a servant and is considering himself the servant of Krishna. Similarly, Durga Devi, she is considering herself, and she is a dasi, a servant of the Supreme Lord. And even at the time of creation, so by the Lord's will, this material world is coming into being. And then, so for the living entities to come in this material existence also, who are part and parcel of Krishna, then Lord Chambu and Durga Devi are there. So that is explained also in the Brahma Samhita. And then of course Lord Brahma will come into being, and then so many living entities are coming in this world, and then Lord Brahma is supplying different bodies for the living entities. So already at the time of creation, Lord Shiva and Durga Devi are there, instrumental in the process of creation. And in the maintenance they are there, Durga Devi. So this material world is also addressed as Durga, like a prison. So different meaning of the word Durga. So it is like a prison also. And it is the external energy, Durga Devi, Maya Devi. So, and Lord Shiva also, because the Supreme Lord and His Eternal Consort, Lakshmi Devi, or the Mool Shakti Shrimati Radharani, they may come to this world to perform their pastimes, but they never touch the modes of material nature. But when there is a need to have some touch with the external energy, then Lord Shiva and Durga Devi are there. So in this sense, so it seems to be that Lord Shiva is to an extent also bewildered by Maya Devi. So to some extent it may be explained. But on the other hand, we should understand that the supreme Vaishnava, Lord Shiva, so is always under the internal energy. But it appears to be that is bewildered by the external energy. But actually it is the internal energy. Again, there's a very fine line between the external energy and internal energy. So Durga, even the name Durga, so that may also refer to the internal energy. Just like, for example, the gopis in Braj. So they were wanting to have Krishna as their husband or their beloved. So they were offering worship to Katyayani Devi. So as we know, even there's Katyayani Devi, the external energy, or Mahamaya is there, or Durga Devi, different names may be there for the external energy. But the Katyayani Devi they were worshipping, So that was actually Durga Devi, the internal energy, Yoga Maya. And we know the external energy, Mahamaya, is the expanded form of the internal energy, the Yoga Maya. So Durga Devi also, even it is mentioned in the Radha Sahasranam, 1,000 names of Srimati Radharani are there. So the name Durga is there also. Because Srimati Radharani, she is the Mool Shakti, the original energy of the Lord. And then so many energies may be there, and Lakshmi Devis, Durga Devi, the internal energy of Durga Devi, Mahamaya, the external energy, they are all ultimately expansions of Srimati Radharani. So Lord Shiva, so in this material world, so he's there, and of course he's propagating also Vaishnava Dharma. He's one of the Acharyas. So in one of the four sampradayas is there, the Adiguru is always Krishna, but in our sampradaya, Lord Brahma is there, the Adiguru after Krishna. So we belong to the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And then the three sampradayas there, Lakshmi Devi is there, the eternal consort of Vishnu. And then the four Kamaras, who got the knowledge from the Hansavatar, and then Lord Shiva, who got directly the knowledge from Krishna. So is the Adiguru in one of the sampradayas. So he's never really bewildered. So only it appears to be, just like Lord Brahma. So he appeared to be believed, bewildered. He was bewildered. Brahma Vimohan Lila. Also he came to Braj and he saw Krishna playing and eating with his left hand something. And we know we should not eat with the left hand. We eat with the right hand. But the Supreme Lord is completely transcendental. And whatever he does is completely complete and perfect. There's no fault in him. So from any point of view, from spiritual point of view, even material point of view, if you analyze, there's no fault in Krishna. There can be no fault in Krishna. Whatever he's doing is perfect. So he saw that Lord Brahma saw that he's eating with the left hand, and he was thinking, what is this small boy? And eating with the left hand, how he can be the Supreme Lord? And he was trying to test him. So he was bewildered to some extent. But that is, again, it is not material bewilderment. It is through the internal energy that he became bewildered. So similarly, Lord Shiva, he became bewildered by the internal energy, not the external energy. Although here it may appear to be, and as he's explaining, so that you will not be bewildered by Maya, but still we should understand that it is not the external energy. He was not bewildered actually by the external energy. It was the bewilderment by Krishna's own internal energy. So but there's a very fine line. And sometimes even to explain the transcendental realm, in this material world, with the words which we are used to, is not completely possible. So we try to explain as much as possible, but then only by performing proper bhajan and then being fully absorbed, we can fully understand this transcendental subject matter. Just like these different emotions, which may be there in the transcendental realm, in the bhava-vasta, as explained by Rupa Goswami. So even there, there's bewilderment is there, transcendental bewilderment. That is one of the sanchari bhavs, the abhichari bhavs, which are coming and going. So which is explained by Rupa Goswami, and Prabhupada he's explaining all the different emotions of the bhava-vasta. So now we are sadhakas, we are practicing devotional service, following rules and regulations, and we would like to enter into the ragmag, the spontaneous platform, following the eternal associates of Krishna and Braj, Raghunaga Bhakti. And then after that, by doing that properly, and then continuing by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, then we may enter Bhav Bhakti, where the transcendental emotions are coming from the soul, completely separate from the three modes of material nature. So these transcendental emotions which are there, Ashta Sattvika Bhav, Sanchari Bhav, and so on, they can only properly understood by those who are situated on the platform. But still they are listed so that we may understand something and try to understand, try to hear submissively and by hearing again and again And by properly doing bhajan, then we may understand something to some extent. So this bewilderment by Lord Shiva, so that was transcendental bewilderment. It was not material bewilderment that we should understand. And as explained, he was discharging semen, being bewildered by Mohini Murti. But even that semen of Lord Shiva is not ordinary. And as explained in here in the Bhagavatam also, the semen fell in different places. And then what happened where it fell? This place is gold and diamond and valuable things were actually produced by the semen of Lord Shiva. But the ordinary living entities or even the devotees, of course the powerful devotees, when they discharge semen, so then the result will be there, and most probably that then a great soul will be there taking shelter. But otherwise it is not seen that if any semen is discharged that something like that will happen, just like with Lord Shiva. It is not possible. So it's an extraordinary personality. So under the internal energy. But some touch may be there with the external energy for the process of creation, as explained in Brahma Samhita and the Vedic literatures. Some slight touch is there. So with the external energy, so Durga Devi is there. So even we should understand that as sadhakas, as we advance more and more, so always there will be some, even the, for example now, the three levels are there, Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam. So the neophyte, immediate, intermediate state and the pure state of devotional service. In the beginning stage, that is known as Prakrita Bhakta, the materialistic devotee, the neophyte devotee. He's serving, he knows I'm the servant of God, I have to serve Krishna. But he's under the modes of material nature. Therefore he's known as Prakrita Bhakta. Because he's under the modes of material nature. He has some knowledge but no realization, no deep realization. And he's mostly acting on the material platform, not on the transcendental platform. Whereas the devotee on the Madhyam stage, Madhyamadikari, so he's understanding by purified consciousness that is not this body. He can see that it's different from the gross and subtle body and is better able to chant the holy names without destruction. He's serving the Lord with some taste, namruchi, sevaruchi. And so he's less influenced by the external energy, but still some influence is there. So even the platform of nishta is there, one is fixed. The anattas are gone, but they're not completely gone. Even ruchi. So still some anattas are there, but less. And is not so much bewildered by that. But we always have to be careful. And that we are always under the internal energy. And if we are transcendentally bewildered, there is no harm. So, but we should try to see that we don't become bewildered by the external energy. So there's a very fine line, and we have to try to see that line. And try to see that we are under the internal energy. So we have to be meditative and we have to look inside and we have to use our intelligence and we have to be careful because there is a very fine line between the yoga maya, the internal energy, and Durga maya, the external energy, Mahamaya. So we have to be careful of our material intelligence, material mind and material ego. So we have to try to always be transcendental to that, which is not so easy in the conditioned state. So, but even on the platform of Uttam Bhakti, and just for information, so it is not that one day we are Kanishta, the next day we are Madhyamadikari, and the next day we are Uttamadikari. No, it will take some time. And so, therefore even the Acharyas have explained, the Uttam Vaishnava, the highest levels, three are there. The Kanishta Uttam, Madhyam Uttam, and Uttam Uttam. The beginning stage of Uttamadikari, highest level, and then the medium intermediate state of Uttam Bhakti of pure devotee, and the highest. The highest is Bhagavat Siddhedeha Prapt. One who has actually attained or realized his Surup, his transcendental form and relationship with Krishna, and is completely free from the three modes of material nature. So which is very rare. But then even the other two stages, the Murchikasai and Nirdukasai. So there's still some kashai is there, some contamination is there. But it is very little contamination, but still something is there. Just like in the summer, those who have been here, so there's so much sun there and very hot, and there's no rain during the summer. Hardly. But sometimes a little cloud may be there, it may be passing by. But it is very insignificant. Only sometimes it may rain also. So similarly on the platform of Uttam Vaishnav, usually the consciousness is completely pure on the highest stage of the pure devotees. But then there's some stage which is there, Nidu Amuchikasai, where there's little contamination there in the consciousness. Very, very little contamination. So we should try to become completely pure, but it will take some time. But we try our best, and Krishna does the rest. So Lord Shiva's position is actually transcendental. Only if by the Lord's will, for the purpose of creation and destruction, there's some slight touch of these material energies there. And similarly, that is the position of Durga Devi. So she is also the external energy, known as the external energy, but she is the expansion of the Yogamaya, the internal energy. So you may say some touch is there for the purpose of creation and for the purpose of bewildering the conditioned soul and even for the purpose of the destruction of this material world. So that we have to clearly understand the transcendental position of these great personalities, Lord Shiva and Durga Devi. And so they have their own planet also where they're residing. And actually we always have to respect them. But our love goes towards Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanyasta Dhamma Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachita Pasana Vrajavadvari Ganaya Kalpitaha. So is our Rishadev is always Krishna. And the gopis, the beloved of Krishna, they are actually for us most worshipable. And in order to be able to serve Krishna ultimately on the highest rank, the Adiras, so we have to actually take shelter of the gopis and especially Srimati Radharani. But so in the process of trying to advance more and more, so from Kanishta to Madhyam and Uttam, so we have to respect actually not only the spiritual master, our spiritual master or Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna, but we have to respect all the Vaishnavas and even their devatas. So even Lord Shiva or Durga Devi, we show respect to them. Otherwise, actually, we can never even become free of the material energy. We pray to Guru Gauranga Krishna to become free from the influence of the external energy. But even we can pray to Lord Shiva himself and to Durga Devi to please help us to become free from this external energy so we can be properly situated on the transcendental platform and so that we can then properly worship Krishna. So it is a gradual process to become free from the influence of the external energy. And so even we may say that the pure devotees of the Lord Himself, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when He came to this world, is the Supreme Lord, but He came as a devotee to show us how to perform bhajan, sadhan bhajan, how to chant the holy names, in which mood. And so sometimes He was in antardasha, in the internal state, that fully absorbed in remembering Krishna and Radharani and their wonderful pastimes. And then He was seeing Himself, although He's Radha and Krishna, but He came as a devotee to show how to be absorbed internally also. And one time He was then remembering so the pastimes of Radha Krishna when He was there in Puri, and He was seeing Krishna and Radharani and the gopis serving Krishna. And He was seeing Himself there. So in Gopi Bhav, because He came to give this Gopi Bhav, He came to give Braj Bhav, but especially Unadujjala Ras, the Gopi Bhav, or the Manjari Bhav. So then He So he saw that he was serving there, giving some flowers to be offered to Krishna. And then the devotees were there because he was in Antardasha. He was not aware what was happening outside. And many times the Ashta Sattvika Bhav were manifested, tears coming from the eyes like torrents of rains, becoming stunned, trembling because of transcendental ecstasy, falling to the ground, fainting, rolling on the ground. To the highest level. So different levels are there of sattvic bhav. So that is explained also in the Nectar of Devotion, of course. Even that we cannot understand when we are in the conditioned state. But the point is that he was internally absorbed. And then they came, they were trying to revive him from that internal state. And they chanted, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, in his ears for some time, and then he became again from one point of view, a normal to our vision, to the vision of the devotees there. He came to external consciousness. Before he was internal, antardasha, not aware. So the pure devotees also. So many times the six Goswamis, they were not aware what is happening externally. Internally absorbed, seeing their form in Golok as Rupa, as Manjaris or Gopis. And then there's the intermediate state that to some extent absorbed in chanting the holy names and seeing maybe Krishna's pastime but still aware of this material world. And then the external platform is there, Bhayadasha, that oh yes, I'm Raghunath Das Goswami. Even Mahaprabhu was showing that. I want to see Krishna. I cannot see Krishna. Where is Krishna? Kotai Krishna? Kotai Kanai? When he was there crying, where is Krishna? Just like a sadaka and the six Goswamis crying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then in this way then, chanting the holy names and praying, so they may come, so they can become absorbed in seeing Krishna and remembering Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. So like this, so all the great devotees, so they are sometimes completely absorbed. Even Lord Shiva, many times he's completely absorbed, sitting down, meditating on Krishna or on Mahaprabhu, seeing the pastimes of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And sometimes he's there and is there as giving instructions to different great personalities. There is the acharya, and sometimes he's also crying in separation, and sometimes he becomes a little bewildered, just like here, on the Bhair Dasha. So sometimes some bewilderment is there. Even one time, Prabhupada, when he was here, 1977, so even some other times also, so he was expressing, so what shall I do, what Krishna wants me to do, I do not know. So sometimes it is not evident what Krishna wants us to do. So then at that time, of course the devotee will pray, please, my dear Lord, guide me. And even sometimes, even Prabhupada, so he was transcendental, but he was feeling also the most material nature. But he was transcendental. But the body is there, and so he was sometimes feeling cold, so he was wearing a sweater. So when he's there in the sadak avasta, bahir avasta, but he's surrendered to Krishna, he's thinking of Krishna always, serving Krishna, and praying one time crying also. And then devotee's asking, why are you crying? He was saying, because Maya is so strong. I'm praying to Krishna, please protect me from this external energy. So but the devotee is always protected, but still he can feel. He may feel the external energy, but then he's surrendering to Krishna, praying, crying, please protect me. And then he's crying so that he may see Krishna. He may see Krishna's pastimes. Types of crying is there also. And then sometimes he's crying due to transcendental joy, seeing Krishna, Krishna's very wonderful, beautiful form. And his Tribhang Lalit Chama Sundar, holding the flute, performing wonderful pastimes with the gopis, Nanda Baba and Yashoda, So then he may cry due to transcendental ecstasy. That is explained by the acharyas also, that when they are crying due to bliss, then it is very cooling. The tears are cooling. But when the separation is there, the fire of separation is burning in the heart, then they are crying, also feeling separation, that the tears are hot. So even that is explained in the act of devotion, all these different ecstatic symptoms which may come, how they are manifested, due to what? But again, though in the beginning stage it is not possible to understand, but we should try to pray that we can nicely chant the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So chanting the holy names is the most important activity. And by chanting the holy names, then we can realize Krishna's Swarup. We can realize our Swarup, our relationship. And by chanting the holy names, so whatever is required for us to make more and more advancement, that will be supplied. And even in material world, whatever we need, if there is some need, by nicely chanting the holy names, then everything will be supplied. So, and even if we need protection, so some difficulties there, then the devotee will immediately chant the holy names, and then he will feel the connection with Krishna. So that is right from the beginning state to the highest state. So in the Kali Yuga, so the only shelter actually is Krishna Nam. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. They can.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the wonderful class. So I want three questions.
Okay.
It seems that Lord Shiva, though he was not there when Mohini Murti appeared, so he gone there with complete paraphernalia, means his wife, and then he got bewildered. So what
yes.
was that? Number one question. Number two, if Maya Devi, in this purport also we are saying that Maya Devi is the husband of Maya Devi, and then he is the husband, he is getting bewildered, and after that he is getting blessed by Lord Vishnu or Krishna, that Maya Sameta Kalena, Maya will not influence you.
Getting bewildered, huh? So first of all, the first part that the internal energy is there, and as explained that that Lord Shiva, so his bewilderment, so that is not material bewilderment, that is spiritual bewilderment. It is not material. So that we have to understand. And and even for example, you say you are bewildered, so maybe internal or external energy is there. but most probably it is more the external energy, because otherwise you would not ask the question. If you are bewildered by an internal energy, we'll understand the things clearly, how they are. But still sometimes there's bewilderment. So like Lord Shiva. But that is transcendental bewilderment. That is one emotion is there. Vyabhichari bhav is there also. Sometimes bewilderment is coming. Transcendental bewilderment, but then it will go away. But they are always fixed in the service to the Lord. They are never deviating from the service of the Lord. With the body, the words and the mind, the consciousness, they are always fixed. So that is transcendental bewilderment which is there. Nothing to do with this material world. So similarly then, so the external energy Maya Devi, so that is the consort of Lord Shiva. So as explained, she's actually also just not an ordinary goddess. She's a supreme goddess. There are many goddesses, so demi-goddesses. Many demigods are there and their consorts are there, but the most exalted are Lord Shiva and Durga Devi. And so Shiva is the expanded form of Krishna, and Durga Devi, expanded form of Srimati Radharani. And for the process of creation, they're there to help with the process of creation, because Radha Krishna, they are completely transcendental. They are not involved in the process of creation directly, but they're the source of everything ultimately. But for the purpose of this material creation to happen, they have the function there. So therefore the Maya Devi, the external energy, so she is a goddess, a supreme goddess, expanded form of Radharani. And so it seems to be that sometimes, but that is explained other places also, she cannot really bewilder Shiva. She cannot really bewilder Shiva. That has been explained also. Therefore, as your first part of the question, when and Durga Devi was there, the associates were there, and then Mohini Murti came. And then, you know, he became transcendentally bewildered, even though Durga Devi was there also. And usually Durga Devi is there to protect Lord Shiva also, you may say, to some extent. Like the woman is there to protect the husband. But he could do nothing, because that is the Mohini Murti, the internal energy of the Lord, and then even he gets bewildered by the internal energy. By that beautiful form which he manifested. So which is different from Durga Devi. It is Antaranga Shakti. It is also different from Radharani. But of course, the original form is always Radharani. So that is a special form, but ultimately we may see that even Mohimurti may be expanded form of Radharani, because she is the Mool Shakti, Mool Rup, of all female forms of the Lord. But for that purpose, for a specific purpose, so Mohinimurti is manifested. Even in the layers, as explained the last time, the different layers are there covering the Brahman, the universe. The most subtle layer is the Pradhan, which is the unmanifested material world. Even when this material world is destroyed, then Pradhan is there. And then when this material world has to be manifested, then Pradhan, and from Pradhan comes Prakriti, Mahatattva, and then all the different elements are coming into being. So in this Pradhan that is mentioned, Mohini Murti is there, and she's worshipped by Prakriti, by Durga Devi. So that is a superior form, Mohini Murti, than Durga Devi or Prakriti. That we have to understand. So Durga Devi, so some slight touch is there with the material energy in the form of Durga Devi, but she cannot bewilder Shiva. And that we have to understand. But Shiva, so he became bewildered by this Mohini Murti, and therefore even though Durga Devi was there, but because she cannot bewilder him, so at that time she could also not control him or even help him not to be bewildered. Because that Mohimurti was so attractive and bewildering that even Durga Devi could not help him and protect him. What to speak of attract? She cannot attract him, that he becomes lost because of her, or attracted like that. So that we have to understand. But as I'm saying, so even there to maybe clearly understand it may be difficult, but you have to just hear again and again, and then you have to chant nicely the Maha Mantra and serve Hari Guru Vaishnav, and then you may realize the things as it is, as they are, properly. Okay? Even for example, to understand we are eternal, how you can describe your eternal? It is beyond the material intelligence. Therefore, materialistic person, you want to say we are eternal, it is difficult for that to grasp. It is not possible to grasp. Even as a devotee, how we can really grasp the eternal? From the material point of view, it is not possible. Only when you're situated on a transcendental platform, then you can actually realize this eternal nature. You understand my point? So we have to try to be transcendentally situated, and the things become more and more clear as they are. The more you are pure, the more you can understand the things. Okay? So you just have to practice, and especially nicely chant Hare Krishna, and then by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will be revealed. But we need in the beginning stage, you need some help from the spiritual master, Sri Guru. But in the advanced state, then simply by chanting Hare Krishna, then everything is clarified. And Maha Mantra, because it's not different from Krishna. Krishna is there, Radharani is there, Mahaprabhu is there, Sri Guru is there in the Maha Mantra. In the advanced stage of chanting Krishna Nam, everything will be revealed. Everything will be shown. Then therefore, ultimately, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you can attain perfection. But as sadhakas, we have to worship the deities, you have to hear Krishna Katha, you have to approach the sadhus to help, so they can help you to advance more and more. But on the higher level, chanting Krishna Nam is everything, and you don't need anything else. Okay, so continue, especially chanting Hare Krishna. And is that okay? Somewhat answered the question? Okay. Hare Krishna. Grantra Chimara Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.